Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon told reporters during a post-budget session press conference that the session went pretty well. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports, Gordon also said lawmakers need to focus on what matters.
Gordon thanked both chambers for eventually passing a budget that included funding for the University of Wyoming and the Wyoming Business Council. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus wanted to slow government growth. After failing to secure that budget, the caucus made a call for reinforcements, which Gordon criticized.
There seems to be this notion that somehow this is about power. Do we have power or do they have power? And it's us again them. And you know, we need more reinforcements, because which sounds sort of like a battle, as opposed to what I think most people in Wyoming care about, which is, are my kids going to be safe? Is my community going to be okay? Are my roads going to be okay?
Gordon said growth is top of mind for Wyoming's future. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Due to a recently enacted law, abortion is illegal in the state when a fetal heartbeat is detected. There's no exception for rape or incest victims. Patients are already being turned away from a clinic in Casper. Jackson Community Radio's Jenna McMurtry reports most are being sent to Northern Colorado.
Wellspring Health Access has referred at least a dozen patients to out-of-state care in the last week. Two scheduled procedures have also been paused, according to the clinic's executive director, Katie Nutter.
So we had already started talking to patients about, hey, we know that you are in your second trimester. You would be much too far for us to see. So we, you know, need to talk to you about how you can get somewhere else.
The Casper Clinic is one of a handful abortion providers in Wyoming and the only to provide procedures beyond medication abortions. Governor Mark Gordon signed what providers say is essentially a full ban on almost all abortions after about 6 weeks. The clinic is challenging this in court and hopes for a pause on the ban in the next few weeks. I'm Jenna McMurtry, KHOL News.
A road safety pilot project in Cheyenne is using acoustic sensing and artificial intelligence to more quickly identify traffic hazards and road conditions. Wyoming News Now's Raylan Baker reports the pilot study on Highway 85 will run through September.
Not much will change from the fibers that are already along the highways. They will just be able to send millions of tiny vibrations to the computer system and monitor things like traffic speed, weather conditions, and even what type of vehicle is driving by based on the tire type. As for the public, they won't be affected or be able to physically see the changes. The only change that will be noticeable is faster updates to the 511 app. Doug McGee, Public Affairs for YDOT, says that this project can be very impactful for our roads.
This concept would be along the road, gathering information, sort of continuously for a good length of time, which would be even more powerful. So it could be a great improvement should the concept prove out.
This is the first time YDOT has ever done a project like this. I'm Raylan Baker, Wyoming News Now.
If you thought it's been unusually warm this winter, you're right. Much of the Mountain West has seen record-breaking heat since December, a trend that's expected to continue into spring. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The last day of winter isn't technically until March 20th, but the heat has been so extreme that federal scientists are already calling it a record breaker. It ranks as the second warmest nationally in 130 years. Large portions of Idaho, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico were categorized as, quote, much above average in February, with pockets in several states considered the warmest ever, according to NOAA. Dan Burke is a meteorologist with the Las Vegas National Weather Service who says the regional trend will continue.
We'll be above normal in Denver and again in Boise, but down here in the desert southwest and Las Vegas and Phoenix, and we're going to be seeing historic levels of heat next week.
Temperatures in parts of the southwest could hover around 100 degrees. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
A small Wyoming public library has won a big award. The Tensleep Branch Library received the 2025 National Medal for Museum and Library Service. It's one of 10 institutions to receive the nation's highest honor for libraries and museums. The award recognizes organizations that make significant and exceptional contributions to their communities. All National Medal recipients were nominated by their community members. The library was nominated for the award by U.S. House Representative Harriet Hageman. The Tensleep Branch Library is unique as it is a public building on school property and serves both the public and as the school library for Washakie County District 2, a K-12 school with 110 students. The award will be presented at a ceremony later this summer. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. An award-winning Wyoming film has been transformed into a classroom-ready curriculum. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports the Dear Sirs documentary helps students engage more deeply with World War II history through a Wyoming family story. Current project funding also supports one school assembly screening with a filmmaker Q&A. Cheyenne will soon have new affordable housing options thanks to a partnership between the Wyoming Army National Guard and Habitat for Humanity. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports soldiers assigned to the 307th Engineer Detachment will have their annual training at the Pronghorn Crossing build site in May. During the training period, they'll build 4 to 6 homes. Union Pacific's Big Boy No. 4014 will be making several whistle stops in Wyoming in honor of the nation's 250th. The world's largest operating steam locomotive will leave its home base in Cheyenne and travel across the country starting later this month. It will make 10 quick stops throughout the state from March 29th through April 23rd. And according to Custom Writings, Wyomingites have the 15th highest literacy rate among students. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who is the University of Wyoming employee who assembled many of the American Heritage Center's collections? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, why is Albany County's Big Hollow hollow? Located between the Snowy and Laramie Ranges, the Big Hollow is the second largest wind-blown hollow in the world. Yes, wind-blown. During the late Pleistocene epoch, about 250,000 years ago, those winds were pretty strong. Steady winds, often in excess of 150 miles an hour, making even last week's conditions here seem kind of calm. Congratulations to Andrea Roberts, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. I hope you can get outside and enjoy today's unseasonably warm weather, and join me again tomorrow. Thank you.